This is the Warp Drive Active podcast for Thursday, April 30th, 2009. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Warp Drive Active. It's just me, Winterblink, here today. Now, don't freak out. It's not like Urban's dead. It's not like Urban's not around. He's just really busy. So he's busy doing some life stuff. Eventually, we'll get back to a regular scheduled podcast goodness with a regular format. I have not stopped playing Eve myself. I don't think Urban has. No, I'm pretty sure he hasn't. He's just really busy, and we both actually got pretty busy with work. So that's kind of why things have kind of fallen behind a little bit in terms of a regular scheduled podcast. But hopefully we'll be getting back to that soon, but I didn't want to stop doing things for people. So here we are with kind of a special podcast today. It's not going to be a regular formatted podcast. We're going to be covering an event that's happening right away, actually, here in about a week's time, just over a week's time, for Eve Vegas, which is an event happening, of course, in Las Vegas. Like, come on. So, we want to do something a little bit special for these guys, because it's a pretty cool little event that's coming up, and, it might be neat to give you guys a little bit more information of what's going on, and how to get there. So we're going to be getting to that in a bit. But for now, yeah, just a quick little update, like we normally give on the podcast, is just sort of what's been going on lately, for myself. Just been in Eve, getting back into Eve. I was on vacation for about a month, and somehow managed to not get into Eve at all for that vacation time. Basically got stuck doing things that I've been planning on doing for quite a while, and just finally had the free time to do it. So, do some work around the house and that kind of stuff. New bookshelves, yay, bookshelves. Always good when you have a room full of books and you don't have bookshelves for them, it really sucks. So, that's good to get it all organized. So did a lot of that, and now, oddly enough, now that I'm back to work, I'm back playing Eve, so it's kind of goofy that way. And actually, just as a matter of fact, today I lost a Tyrannus. It's not the Immortaranus, so don't freak out. That one's safe and sound somewhere else from where I'm at. Not intentionally, just ended up being there thanks to a clone jump. However, did manage to lose a similarly fitted Tyrannus today. Kind of sucked. Ran up against a Dominix. Probably shouldn't have gone in like I did, but it was going for the tackle. And there was a couple buddies of mine right there who were, moving in for the kill kind of thing. So managed to keep him from getting away, which is what, it's an interceptor. That's your job, right? Kind of meant to get in there and intercept, tackle people. So kept him there long enough for our guys getting close and keep points on him and then kill him. But unfortunately, swarm of warrior two drones later and I was dead. But I made it out, got another one fitted, and within about 2 minutes, I've blown up someone's bestower. So, what goes around comes around. Sacrifice to the blood god is made, and all is well with the world. But yeah, so that's pretty good. Like playing Eve, and I've missed it for a while. Just for not doing it for a month kind of sucks, right? So, it's good being back. So, like I said, hopefully we'll get back into the regular kind of schedule for these podcasts. But for now, for today, we're going to kind of just do a little bit of a special one for these guys who are running Eve Vegas. I'm not getting anything for this, so don't start insinuating crap. But here's an interview with Mark, and enjoy. So usually when somebody thinks of a gathering of Eve players, you usually come up with the mega nerd orgy out in Iceland known as FanFest. But if you pay attention to the events and gatherings forums on the Eve site, you'll know that there's usually some kind of event happening kind of close to you, but nothing quite that size. But occasionally someone kind of gets it in their head that they want to put together something rivaling FanFest across the pond here in North America, and I'm joined here by one such individual. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Not bad. Probably the best thing to do here is have you introduce yourself to the folks. And tell us a bit about yourself, who you are in game as well, maybe. And we'll see where we go from there.
My name's Mark. I guess your podcasters would only recognize me as the cool goon guy in the wheelchair's helper when you blamed Eve Vegas on us. In game, I was Target the Next Guy for the 3 months that I played most recently, which was 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been kind of out of the game for a little while, eh?
For a little bit, but I'm actually, I end up staying pretty well informed. My buddy Avalok is a very avid Eaver, and I hear everything that has gone on.
Yeah, actually, I'm like that with practically everybody I know. It's like, it's amazing how many people live vicariously through EVE players, because they're too scared to play the game. I'm not saying you're scared to play a game, but just, you know, there are people out there who just don't have the time or the inkling to get into the hardcore thing that is EVE, and then just like hearing about all the stories.
That was actually exactly my problem. Actually, like I said earlier, I had started playing EVE, I want to say back in 2003, maybe 2004. Played for like 3 months, and I absolutely fell in love with the game right off the bat. But I also recognized right off the bat that I was going to have an issue with time. I had a family, I got a wife, got a bunch of kids. I was a maintenance supervisor of an apartment complex at the time. So I was always on call, and everybody here is like old and broken. So I did not have the time, but I had a lot of ambition. So I had to stop playing.
Yeah. Well, hey, take comfort in the fact that, you know, you had a job, you weren't living at your parents' place, and you had a woman, as well as children, so that puts you in a very rare, small percentage of EVE players, just right there. Probably the rarest of the rare, I'd say. But yeah, excellent. But so, when you did play, who'd you play with?
Well, most recently I played with the Goons. I was in the Goon Fleet.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, my character's name was Target the Next Guy. I had a couple of alts that I created, which was not this one, that one. And, what was the other one? You can pretty much guess the naming motif here.
Right.
And each one of my ships were named Don't Hit Me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20.
Yes, yeah, so you're one of those ones that make the FC's job really, really difficult when they're trying
that
to call
was the
out.
Idea.
Yeah, you try that calling out targets like that. I mean, it doesn't work out too well.
That was the plan. The momentary hesitation would have been nice, but then again, I never actually got any fleet battles or anything.
Well, now's not a bad time to do it. They've actually seemed to.
I've heard.
Yeah, you can actually get, you know, 1,000, 1,500 people now in some of these systems getting attacked and relatively, you know, livable lag. I mean, like, not anywhere near the lag that you would normally expect to see in that kind of a situation, so that's excellent. But you've been up to something recently. And like I said, it was event-related, so maybe you'd like to just tell everyone sort of what's happening.
A friend of ours out in, I guess, where does he live in? California? His name is Dennis. Dennis Helene. I swear I'm probably saying that wrong. He's going to kick me later. He started this, he decided, like you were saying, people getting together, they have EVE meets here and there, but he wanted to throw something a little bit bigger than that, and he put together EVE Vegas. It is not a CCP-run event. It's actually an EVE player loves it enough and wants to have everybody come party in the same hole. So he's, throwing it May 8th and 9th, which is a Friday and Saturday at the Imperial Palace, which is on the Strip, right near, and you can see all this online at, evevegas.com. Mm-hmm. And, Imperial Palace near, on the Strip, near the, was it the Hara? I don't know, man, just look at it. Caesar's Palace is right around the corner.
Right. Nice. So, okay, so that's cool. So you basically took the idea of, like, yeah, you didn't really want to fly all the way to Iceland just to have some EVE fun. So, I guess, why Vegas? I take it you live there, assuming?
No, actually, I live in Cincinnati. We're going to be flying out to Vegas.
Nice. So just why generally the choice of Vegas, other than it's got so many awesome things there?
Because it's got so many awesome things there. That's the whole reason. Iceland's such an awesome place. If you're going to try and rival that whatsoever over here in America, you're going to probably have to hit some of the big dogs, and Las Vegas would be the place to go. Granted, it's like the anti-Iceland, being that it's going to be like a billion degrees the entire time you're there, but it's still chock full of pretty people and lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, and actually, one of the nice things about that also is that, I mean, even from where I am, I'm in Canada, yay. And so
I won't hold against you.
Oh, that's good. Thanks. Urban does it all the time, so I wouldn't. I'm kind of numb to it by now.
England, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Just make fun of that against him.
Yeah. Just make fun of his dental hygiene, and it's all good. But the cool part about that is Vegas is usually actually pretty reasonable to fly to from practically everywhere. Like from here, it's almost like it's cheap. It's cheaper to fly there than to drive there, and which is kind of rare for us at least.
Very true.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So we mentioned briefly earlier something about CCP involvement. So is there going to be any kind of CCP action happening at your event?
Actually, there is. We've got 5 developers coming in. We've got Over, which is Nathan Richardson, the executive producer. Mm-hmm. We've got Ali, which is the what is it? I love Icelandic names. Adelstein Utterson, they can kick me when they get there. Who's the tech producer? We've got Soundwave, Chris Duborg, who's a game designer. We've got Navigator, Pete McKay. He's senior community representative. And then we have, for everybody's enjoyment, a secret developer.
So who's that going to be?
It's a secret.
Damn it. All right.
They're a game designer. Essentially, they didn't exactly get permission. So they're going to be there. Il Comunicado. I don't know.
Awesome. Well, that'll be interesting. hope to hear about who that ends up being. But you also mentioned Navigator. So there's probably quite a few people who want to take a pop at him, maybe. Hmm? No hitting the devs. But yeah, it'll be interesting to. I don't know. I would definitely buy the guy a beer for the amount of stuff he has to put up with on the forums. It's just crazy.
Well, having hung out with a few of these people, Pete's actually a pretty all right guy. Over Nathan Richardson, he is a blast and a half.
He is.
He's going to be on vacation, and he's going to be absolutely hammered. I think it'll be entertaining to find out if he's going to be drunk during the discussion panels.
You know, which people might actually want to get some actual information out of these people, so trying to get them too drunk now. I mean, no, it's over.
It's Vikings, man. I think they can carry it.
Oh man, it's not even funny. I mean, if anyone out there has been to FanFest, they'll know the amount of alcohol that gets thrown around at those events are pretty crazy. So hopefully you guys can keep up with them. But yeah, Nathan's awesome. He's really, really good. Blast of a guy to talk to. And actually, I think this is actually really cool because normally when you do something like FanFest, it's got a large sort of swing of marketing to it, right? There's a lot of media there and stuff like that. Whereas this is player driven and it's player made, it's for the players kind of thing. So it'd be kind of cool if they can kind of kick back and just chill with everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely 100% player driven. It's great. These people are coming out to talk to everybody, and the panel is going to be Eve, the past, present, and future. It's a working title, so they may have something different on the paper when you get there. But that's the general idea, from my understanding, just talking about where Eve's been and where it's going. And they're taking their time on their vacations to come out and do this. So that's really, really cool of them. Yeah. It's just one more thing that the guys at Eve have shown how much they really do care what we think about the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's actually quite... it's very impressive that they are doing this on their own time, which is awesome. So are you guys planning any kind of contests or anything? Or is this something you might just throw together when the event happens, or...?
Well, Dennis doesn't have a lot of details for me at the moment, but he did say that there's going to be raffles. I believe he said something about games. I'm sure there's going to be contests going on as well. He's got several things planned out. There's going to be swag for everybody, and on Saturday night, we're all going to be hitting a strip club.
Oh, yeah. No, you mean a dancing establishment.
Nah. It's with actually got exclamation points and lines. It says strip club.
Trying to throw you a bone here, man. Trying to save those people who might be listening to the podcast and with their speakers on in front of their wives. It's a dancing establishment.
Okay, dancing establishment called Treasures. You got to be 21 up to get there.
Right, and is that actually that's a good point. Is the age restriction for the whole event or just the fun parts?
Just that fun part on Saturday night.
All right. That's good to know, because I think other events sometimes have restrictions across the whole thing. So that's good. So people can still show up if they're semi-underage. They just won't be drinking and partaking in dancing. So, yeah. So are any of these games and events you guys think? I'm just thinking suggestion-wise, you should involve lap dances in there somehow.
I certainly hope so.
Like, say, who could get the most? Who could give the most? Just saying, you got five devs there, one being secret one. It could be an attractive woman. I mean, you've been to Iceland.
I have seen... Oh, my.
Right. It's so, you know, who knows? I don't know.
Being Viking heritage myself, I want to go back to the motherland.
Excellent. Yeah, I can't blame you. Why the hell did you leave, dude? Because it just seems like such an awesome place, like a wonderland for everybody. But, yeah, no, it's... Sounds like a lot of fun. So obviously you guys are hosting an event in a particular place, and that's at Imperial Palace you mentioned. So I take it that might be the best place to for people to stay, or is there any other recommendations you could give for people?
No, I'm guessing, if I remember correctly, he did say that he worked out some with a friend of his that does work there. So there is a deal. Probably the Imperial would be the better place to stay budget wise. But, I mean, it's Las Vegas, dude. Anywhere you go, you're going to get your money's worth, or at least get your money took, and you're smiling.
Right. I'm just trying to think about those poor drunken gamers that just, you know, you don't want them stumbling all over the strip. You know, because that was, remember, I don't know if you were, yeah, a couple of years back when I was at FanFest, it was awesome staying in the hotel where they did it. Remember, they had it in Nordica one year. I don't know if you were there for that one.
But I wasn't there for Nordica. That was 2006.
Yeah, that was, you know, I would say if someone's trying to go to this, try and get a room in that hotel, because that makes a world of difference. Trust me on it.
It really does.
All you got to do is just stumble up the elevator and luck out on the number and pray your room key works, and yeah, you're good.
Yeah, half our buddies in Vegas, I think, spent most of their money getting cabs back to their hotels.
Yeah, so, and in this economy, I'm just saying, saving a little bit of cash that way might be a good idea. Oh, man. So, okay, so yeah, so that's happening May 8th and 9th. Very cool.
And open bar. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to mention this. Open bar.
No, that is the kind of thing that you should be interrupting me to mention. Open bar.
I've actually got the whole schedule here for the most part. The times may be a little bit off on it, but if you want, I can just spout it off here for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Friday, they got 5 to 8, it's going to be check-in, then the developer meet and greet, and a cash bar. Saturday, 9 to 10 is going to be check-in, 10 to 12, the dev presentation, working title, past, present, and future of EVE. And at 1 to or 2, based on the bar load, till about 3:30, more of that same presentation. Then 3:30 to 5, a Q&A with the developers. Now, the actual food and bar schedule, and this one's going to make you happy. So, listen, 9 to 12, coffee and pastries, gallons upon gallons of coffee and donuts for everybody to chase away the hangovers. 12 to 1, lunch. 1 to 2, open bar. 3 to 5, cash bar. 5 to 6, open bar. 6 to 10, cash bar. Dinner is 5 to 7, and it's the hors d'oeuvres, and they've got lobster, they've got ciabatta bread. So it was this fresh tomato mozzarella and grilled ciabatta. They've got lobster tail, they've got chicken, they've got scallops, they've got beef al pav, or however the hell you say it, dude. It looks awesome. I'm hungry.
God damn it. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Shut up. You're making me hungry. No, damn, that sounds really, really good. And that's provided for the people.
That's provided. It's all part of the show, man.
Awesome. So, but nothing in the world comes free. So you guys are charging for tickets.
$100.
That's not a bad deal.
It's really not for everything we're doing here, getting to hang out with, well, your online internet spaceships buddies for 2 days and not sound like a retard when you're talking to everybody. It's awesome.
Yeah, and of course you have the mystery developer who you can hit on like crazy, because it's probably a girl. You never know.
I got my fingers crossed, man.
There you go. Sweet. Yeah, is there... I guess... So if people want to actually take a look at this again, they can, you know, come to the website, right? EVEvegas.com?
Right.
You won't link that up in the show notes. Any future plans for this stuff? Are you guys planning on doing this on a regular basis, or what's the deal?
I think it's going to hinge on how well this one does. I mean, if we get a good group of people out here and everybody has a good time, that's honestly, it's all up to Dennis. I mean, any player can pull this kind of stuff off. This guy's just one of the boys out there who wanted to have everybody come play, come out, hang out, and talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
Have a good time, learn more about the game from some great people.
Yeah.
So anybody can do it, but I don't know, maybe we can start a trend.
But I think a lot of people in North America would be thankful if something on a regular basis happened here, especially with developer involvement, and that's always cool because it makes it kind of, I know it's not official, so to speak, an official EVE event, but having that involvement, that kind of acknowledgement is really great, I think. It really does acknowledge community-driven events, which is something that CCP's been really good at doing in the past, and seeing that they're doing it here is really great and encouraging.
It really is. And I mean, out of every game that I've played, and I've played, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 different online games, the community in EVE seems to be the most the group that everybody gets along the best. It's a very community-driven game, and it's absolutely astounding. Everybody knows what's going on with practically everybody else in the game. Mm-hmm. Even with a little difference of Empire versus 0.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, Urban and I have talked about this on the podcast as well, about how EVE is very, very different than other games, and probably one of the biggest indicators of that is what happens at events. And even if it's just a pub crawl in your local city or something like what you guys are doing, something much larger, or FanFest, you find that you go there and it's not like people go dressed up like, a wizard or something, or and people go there, they're generally normal people.
Normal people. The only people that really dress up end up being half naked space girls, and that's not bad either.
That's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
It's also an absolute brilliant way to brilliant chance to meet like developers without actually having a passport. Mm-hmm.
And if you look at any kind of event like this for any other game, you won't see people just chilling out, having a great time, and some of those people being the developers themselves. Usually those guys are behind the army of PR reps. You never get a one-on-one. Honestly, go to this, get hammered, go and give Over a big sloppy kiss, and he'll love it.
Absolutely.
Not saying I did that before at any other FanFest I've been at. I'm saying you could do it, and he'll probably pose for a picture.
Yeah, that, and he might actually give you a kiss back. he's a friendly fellow when he gets getting hammered.
He is. He's very cool, though. And just in general, being able to go up and talk to them about the game. I mean, this is your chance to kind of... I'm not saying go and rant your face off at them, but this is a good chance to kind of, have the discussion. Maybe sit someone down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever, and just have a chat about where they plan on going with this. Even if it's at the actual events that you guys are planning, they'll be out and about chatting with people all over the place that night, probably. So, yeah, good chance. Good opportunity.
Exactly. Very approachable, very open people, too.
Indeed. So obviously you're going to be there. I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately. I was kind of on the fence about it, but it was all kind of hinging on what was happening with work. So, not that anything was crazy was going on, but just scheduling-wise, it didn't unfortunately fit with my schedule. But I know. Tell me about it. Because this is a really accessible type of event for me. And I haven't done much in Vegas other than usually just fly through it and not actually taking time to hang out there. So I'd love the opportunity to do it again. So keep it up. that'll be just great. In fact, if you want, and this is just my suggestion as a Canadian, feel free to do one every 6 months, preferably like have one right smack dab in the middle of winter, because that gives me a great excuse to get the hell out of this place. Just a suggestion. I'm putting it out there for those of us northerners.
I'll pass it along.
Great. All right, man. Thanks a bunch for being here. And
thank you for having me.
No worries. And again, we're doing this kind of late in the game. We should have done this before. But again, this is happening pretty quick. So I guess there's still room for people to get in there and get a ticket and fly down and have a blast. All right?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Again, it's in Vegas. If you're not having fun in Vegas, what the hell's wrong with you? I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong. Oh, man.
I travel an hour north of Vegas. they got that ranch out there.
Uh-oh. Do I want to know?
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know. Oh. Again, I've only flown through the place. I've never stayed and ventured up to the ranch. What's this?
Okay, this is me actually plugging something that's totally un-Eve related. So, it's the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. If you can't have fun in Vegas, go about an hour, 2 hours north. You'll have a good time.
This is what I love about editing these podcasts without Urban, is that he would totally cut this out, but I'm going to leave it in because that's just great. Oh, awesome. Well, promise me if I make it out there that we'll have to do a segue from the main event and go and visit this supposed ranch. And see what it ends up being.
We can visit, but you got to bring the dollars, bud. It's they can be a little pricey.
Yes, because
you got to look this up, man. Get online, Moonlight Bunny Ranch. You can find it.
Maybe
$1,000 an hour for a porn star.
I thought you were gonna say horsey ride, but
oh, I'm sorry. Yes, for a horsey ride, and I'm doing the finger quotes too.
Of course. Damsel in distress, remember her from 2 years back? She's still around, man. Guess what? She's still the same damsel.
That's right.
In distress. Can you hear the finger quotes at work? Anyway, it's been great, and yeah, like I said, good luck, and I will be keeping an eye out for any kind of pictures or videos or anything that comes out of this one. And the next time we do a full-on podcast, we'll definitely do a profile on it and see how it all ended up. Maybe we'll have you on after it's all done. You give us a recap.
That sounds like a great idea, man. I'll be down for it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And like I said, good luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, man. See ya. Bye.
So there you have it. A little interview with Mark, one of the guys who's organizing eVegas this year. So again, hopefully this becomes kind of a yearly event. Kind of cool to see, something that's player created getting a nod from the developers, which is awesome. And CCP involving themselves in this, again, taking some time out of their regular work schedules to take part is really cool of them. So stay tuned. Hopefully we can do some kind of maybe a wrap-up show, see how it all kind of panned out. And hopefully this becomes a regular thing for those of us in North America who are probably feeling a little bit penny-pinched, right? So, anyway, again, it's going to be a little bit of a short format podcast, this particular one at least, because, like I said, Urban's on hiatus, we're not dead, we haven't pod-faded, we're still around, it's just, life rears its ugly head, you all know this, not everyone can keep up a solid Eve schedule either, so when you take that plus podcast, it makes it kind of a challenge, so, bear with us, we apologize, we're both very sorry, blah, 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 but we will be back, no worries, and hopefully, between now and then, we'll try and do these little miniature podcasts and see how they work out, at least in the interim. So, thanks again, and fly safe-ish.